When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TFA fam, welcome back in. Let's do the damn thing. So today we're going to be talking about some of our must-have running backs. So let's just kick things off right away. So today we're going to hit on our RB1s, and then we'll roll over to our RB2s. RB1s, Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook, Jonathan Taylor, Najee Harris, Nick Chubb, Austin Eckler, Alvin Kamara, who did return to practice today at 7, Ezekiel Elliott, Joe Mixon, A.J. Dillon with Aaron Jones out, DeAndre Swift, and James Conner. Starting at our RB2s this week, these are the guys we're going to really be primarily focusing on. That is James Robinson, Saquon Barkley, Leonard Fournette, David Montgomery, Elijah Mitchell, Antonio Gibson, Josh Jacobs, Darrell Williams, Miles Sanders, Miles Gaskin, Ramondre Stevenson, and Michael Carter. So that being said, Cody, take it away. Let me know if there's a must-start running back for you for this week.
Yeah, just an obvious one real quick. If you have him, you're starting him. Leonard Fournette, he's right on that RB1, RB2 fringe for us. But with his matchup going up against the Giants, you got to like that. They are 10.5-point favorites as we sit here today on Wednesday. So you got to get Leonard Fournette into your lineups. Whenever the game script has favored them, he's been a borderline RB1, high-end RB2 on those weeks anyway. So he's someone who I'm firing up with absolute confidence. And then before we jump over to your guys, Kev, I just want to throw out a word of caution on our guy, Michael Carter. We obviously have him at 24, so he's kind of on the fringe there. For those who are looking at this, seeing the matchup against the Dolphins and going, hell yeah, plug him in, smash week, high-end RB2, pump the brakes a little bit. From where the Dolphins started the year to where they are now, completely different team in terms of their production allowed to running backs. They were, you know, like a bottom 3-4 unit in terms of DVOA, like, is, you know, maybe like week 5 or so. But they are all the way up at 14th in rush DVOA, 13th in adjusted line yards per Football Outsiders. And they have allowed over 100 yards on the ground just once over the past 5 weeks. Now, some of that, of course, is due to matchup and their schedule for sure. But again, just a word of caution. You're still plugging him in as an RB2, but don't expect the higher-end Michael Carter to show up this week. Going to be more of a lower-end RB2.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that with Michael Carter. And then when you have Ty Johnson mixing in as well, getting pass-catching work. And then now we have Joe Flacco, so I don't really know what to expect from him either as a starting quarterback.
Kevin Coleman back.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of, I would at least have some hesitation with him. So for me, I have three running backs that I want to hit on. The first one is James Robinson. Now, I will say this, asterisk, is that he was dealing with a new injury today, said it's a knee injury. However, reports all out that it's very minor. This was just precautionary of holding him out of Wednesday practice. Sounds like he should be good to go for this weekend, so he did play last week, and I don't think it's really going to be an issue for him this week. So I would move forward feeling pretty good about him this week. If you look at James Robinson on the season, he has 62% of the snaps, 69.7% of the opportunities, 11th most among all running backs. On the season, he has 6 rushing touchdowns. He has 29 targets, 22 receptions. 160 receiving yards. He's also averaging 12.5 carries and 67.4 rushing yards per game. Five goal line carries and 16.0 fantasy points per game, which is 14th most among all running backs. He's also been very efficient with a 3.01 yards created per touch, 26th among all running backs, 16th in routes run, 9.8 target share, which is really solid, a 7th in evaded tackles, and 3rd in juke rate. Now he gets a matchup this week against San Francisco, which where you want to attack them is on the ground. Over the last 4 weeks, they allowed 148 rushing yards to Indy, 176 rushing yards to Chicago, 163 rushing yards to Arizona, and then only 52 last week to Arizona, but they still average over 5.2 yards per clip. The problem was is they just got up so quickly that LA had to abandon the run, and they couldn't really do that anymore. And they've also allowed 6 total rushing touchdowns over those 4 weeks as well. So with that being said, you could definitely target the San Francisco. James Robinson is in a great matchup. Now, of course, there's some concern if they do fall behind, but the good thing with James Robinson, and he is getting 10% of the targets out of this backfield. So, and he's 16th in routes run. So he's going to get opportunities out of the backfield as a pass catcher as well. So I think James Robinson is a really strong RB2 this week. Moving on, we have James Conner. Right now he's played 49% of the snaps, 50% of the opportunities, 12.5 carries, 49.3 rushing yards per game with 12 touchdowns, most of them all running backs. If you told me that at the beginning of the year you thought James Conner was going to lead the league in rushing touchdowns, I would have slapped the shit out of you. But here we are. It's happening. James Conner, 12 total touchdowns on the season. 14 targets, 13 receptions, 136 receiving yards, 28 red zone touches, 7 goal line carries, 14.8 fantasy points per game. This week, they get a Seattle defense that allowed the 3rd most fantasy points to running back. They've allowed the 10th most rushing yards and the most receiving yards to running backs. They're 25th in pass DVOA, 15th in rush DVOA. I think this is a prime bounce back spot for James Conner. This game is on the road in Seattle. You also have what should be Kyler Murray should be returning this week, which is really going to help this offense out tremendously. They got destroyed last week to the Carolina Panthers. But with Kyler Murray and possibly DeAndre Hopkins back, I think that actually helps out James Conner. So really like James Conner. We can go back to him safely. The other one is a running back that I really wasn't expecting to have on here. I thought he was going to be in a different show we were going to do. However, Andy Reid came out today and said that they very well may hold Clyde Edwards-Helaire out past their week, their bye, which makes a little bit of sense, especially with as well as Darrell Williams just played last week. Instead of rushing him back for week 11 and bringing him back week 13, because right now the Chiefs are on bye in week 12. So he did say today that they are strongly considering holding Clyde Edwards-Helaire out past this week and then bring him back for week 13. So for all you guys who own Darrell Williams, I hope you kept a hold of him, which you never should have released him anyway, because he's going to be involved no matter what, whether Clyde Edwards-Helaire is there or not. But he's really, really started to come on really strong. I have him as RB15 this week, 48% of the snaps, 52.2% of the opportunities, 9.5 carries per game, 34.3 rushing yards per game. But he really has come on, is in the target department, 37 targets, which is 12th most among all running backs, 31 receptions for 271 receiving yards, 27 red zone touches, 9 goal line carries, 12.2 fantasy points per game, which is 26th. He's also been relatively efficient with a 2.60 yards created, which is 37th, 9th in routes run, a 9.2% target share, and 23rd in yards per route run on the season. And now he gets the Dallas defense that has allowed the 6th fewest fantasy points to running backs. However, they have allowed the 10th most rushing yards over the last 4 weeks. So this is a defense you can run the football on. They have a ton of injuries on that defense. And so Darrell Williams, who's also been heavily involved as a pass catcher here, Patrick Mahomes has finally been willing to, check the ball down and to kind of take what's in front of him and using Darrell Williams. We saw Darrell Williams last week. I think he had 9 receptions, over 101 yards, and even mossed somebody. I did not see that coming. I was blown away when I see Darrell Williams out here mossing folks. So Darrell Williams, especially if, this is contingent on Clyde Edwards-Helaire being out, which it sounded like that is a possibility here. And if that is, Darrell Williams is 100% in play this week. So absolutely love him against this Dallas team. This is turned into, in the DFS world, the KC versus Dallas week. This is the highest matchup. It's like a 56-point total. It's probably going to go up even higher than that. Both these teams have very high implied point totals, a lot of points scored in this game. So this is a matchup I really like to target.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's been bet up from 55 already. Opened up at 55, bet up to 56. But I think we've got to end things here because I'm going to cry because you were talking about Darrell Williams. And the only thing I could think of is why could Clyde Edwards-Helaire not get 9 targets? But that's a deep, dark hole that we don't need to get into. We appreciate you guys joining us. Keep an eye out for our other content dropping this week, and we'll talk to you all soon. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.